Biskupski says she assumed the city already had a budget for this sort of thing, but when she asked the council for $25,000 to pay for her transition into public office, she learned that wasn't the case.
It is completely awkward.
Every time a new mayor is elected, he or she will generally form a transition team and set up a makeshift office at City Hall. That costs money, Biskupski says.
And if we want people of all economic abilities to be able to run for office, we need to make sure that when someone comes on board, that the cost is not something that you have to go to the community and ask for money, because you're no longer a candidate.
The council took an informal vote in November to deny Biskupski's request. In another informal vote Tuesday, the council said they would support paying newly elected mayors and council members half of their pending salary to make the transition. Current and past mayors have used private money to make the transition. Councilman James Rogers says he doesn't think taxpayers should be asked to pay the salaries of two mayors at once.
I mean, it's all about planning. You really should be prepared for what's to come ahead.
Councilman Luke Garrett disagrees with Rogers.
What I'm interested in is making sure that the new administration and new council members can get going and get their feet on the ground as soon as possible.
The council is scheduled to officially vote on a new transition funding ordinance next Tuesday. Biskupski will be sworn in January 4th. Whitney Evans, KUER News.